Okay, let's get into this. If you're serious about shaving strokes off your scorecard, you really need to stop looking at generic golf tips.
They just don't apply everywhere.
Exactly. We're going deep today to show you that the real secret weapon for the short game is pure and simple local knowledge.
That's the whole mission. We're pulling these secrets of control and consistency directly from our source for this, the articles in the Golf Day Buddy app.
And the main insight is localization, right?
Right. Your golf skills have to adapt specifically to South Africa's, you know, incredibly diverse conditions, from coastal dampness to the thin air up on the high veld.
And when you do that, you get control.
You get total control over what the ball does.
So let's start with the fundamentals, but through that local lens. The source points out that pros at a place like the Gary Player Country Club often use interlocking or overlapping grips. Why those, specifically?
It's all about control. Mm-hmm. With South Africa's variable winds and that tricky terrain, those firmer grips give you a much better connection to the club face.
So less movement in the hands.
Less movement, more reliable contact, especially when the wind is gusting or you have a tough lie.
Okay, and what about stance? You can't stand the same way on every course. The source mentions the Durban Country Club with that indigenous growth on the fairways.
Yeah, finbos. It's that dense, thick bush, and it will absolutely grab your club head if you're not careful.
So how do you counter that?
To get that precision, you need a slightly open stance, weight a little forward. That position just, you know, it helps stabilize your swing path and clears all that debris.
Let's talk gear. We know the Western Cape is famous for its wind. The source says you need specialized wedges and high grip gloves there. Is it really that critical?
It's non-negotiable. Stability and feel are everything in those conditions. A high lofted wedge gives you the spin you need to stop the ball.
And the gloves.
The gloves are there to make sure the wind doesn't rip the club right out of your hands. A simple slip can destroy your whole shot.
This is where it gets interesting, adapting to the actual environment. What about the ground itself? How do those severe slopes, like in the Drakensberg region, change how you have to chip?
The terrain is basically your teacher. If the ball is way above or below your feet, your entire swing plane has to change.
So you have to practice for that.
You have to. You need drills that copy those uneven lies. It teaches you how to adjust your center of gravity on the fly.
And then there's the weather. The high veld courses up near Johannesburg are at a really high elevation. That thin air must change things.
It absolutely does. The ball just flies farther. If you don't adjust your pitching for that, you're going to overshoot the green constantly.
And the Golf Day Buddy app mentions the opposite problem too, right? Down by the coast.
Exactly. In places like KwaZulu-Natal, you're fighting wind and rain. The key there is practicing these low, piercing shots to keep the ball underneath the weather.
So you've dealt with the slope and the wind, but now you're on the green. Sun City's greens can be wildly different day to day. How do you manage that?
That's where spin mastery comes in. You have to practice your backspin and your side spin to dictate how the ball behaves when it lands, no matter how fast the green is.
Okay, let's switch to the mental side. The source mentions visualization, breathing exercises. For an amateur golfer, does that stuff actually work or is it just fluff?
The evidence says it works. The pros at the Joburg Open depend on it to stay calm.
So it's about pressure.
It's all pressure. When things get tight around the green, visualization helps you rehearse success, and breathing keeps your heart rate down. It leads directly to better execution.
And you build that consistency with local practice routines.
Mm-hmm. By focusing on very specific distance control exercises like they do at the Ernie Els Academy, you need to know exactly how far your half swing goes on your course.
No more guesswork.
It removes the guesswork and builds real confidence.
So the action step for you listening is pretty clear. You need to track your progress with local data.
Precisely. Forget generic stats. Track your hole averages and putting averages from the courses you actually play. Use that data to fix your specific weaknesses.
This deep dive really hammered it home for me. Mastering the short game means adapting everything, grip, gear, mental game, to your local course. That's where consistency is found.
And to connect all this, the source mentioned that bunker play is totally different at East London Golf Club because of the coastal sand. So that raises a question for you. What's the single most important local element on your home course that you need to master this week? Is it the grass, a slope, the wind?
Something to think about. And you can find more of these localized tips, all sourced from the Golf Day Buddy app's golfing articles.